Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and along with me are my special guests, Marnie Werner, who is the research manager at the center, and the CEO of the center, Brad Finstead. And today is part one of a two-part series on the state economy and what this budget shortfall is going to mean for rural Minnesota. That's the first question I asked Brad.
Well, we're going to feel it. There's no doubt about it. The question will, they always say the proof is in the pudding, so we'll see what the legislature comes up with. You know, we're hearing the number could be anywhere from $4 to $7 billion deficit in the next biennium. However, an immediate concern would be the current budget structure and maybe the shortfall that's going to end up in that. So there'll be some sort of unallotment process where the governor's going to have to step in, probably without the legislature, and make some executive decisions on the current budget. But looking into the future, rural Minnesota is going to feel it one way or another. You look at the state budget as a whole, and 70% of the budget is health and human services and education. And you look at rural Minnesota and the aging population, health and human services is a big issue to us out here. So, you know, we'll look to see how the legislature deals with nursing home issues, those with developmental disabilities. Some of the larger employees in some of our small rural towns are those that provide services to those groups. And then also education. You know, how are they gonna take a look at the education funding mechanisms and how that will impact rural Minnesota? We know that there's gonna be some tough issues ahead of us. Another issue, local government aid. How the state puts some money back into local units of government, local towns, to help people with smaller populations with that property tax base. So we're going to feel it. We're going to be affected by it one way or another. I just hope we can get through it and hopefully maintain some strength in rural Minnesota.
I'm curious to know, what are some of the solutions that you can see rural Minnesota, you know, sort of taking a proactive approach to this?
Well, I think we all need to look at our play in the world as far as, you know, if it's a local county government, city government, state government, whatever it may be, but how can we look at doing it the old Minnesota fashion way of tightening the belt a little bit? Times are tough, there's no doubt about it. You know, the answers aren't as easy as just taxing our way out of this situation. On the same note, the answer is not just cutting our way out of this, because, you know, in Minnesota, we have this quality of life that we all have come to love and be known for. So I think it's going to, you know, the solutions are going to be centered around a combination of, you know, transforming the way government is provided, maybe combining services. I'm sure the legislature will consider some tax increases, and how that could affect rural Minnesota is something that we're going to be keeping an eye on. Government services, how they're going to be provided and cut or expanded, that will be something we'll definitely be keeping our eye on. But ultimately, I think, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully there'll be some Minnesota cooperation, and I really hope that they'll take a good look at rural Minnesota, because to a certain extent, you know, you look at some of the counties in rural Minnesota, some of the cities, we've done a good job of managing budgets out in rural Minnesota.
That was Brad Finstead, the CEO of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson. We'll catch you next week.